Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. Changes to the way rent is calculated will be voted on in Quebec's National Assembly in September. Back in April, the provincial government proposed updates to the formula the Housing Tribunal uses to calculate rent increases. This was shortly after Quebec's historically large rent increase recommendation. The updated formula is meant to simplify the calculation for rent increases, according to Quebec's official gazette. The former rent formula used 13 variables. The new formula would use just 4 and ties rent very closely with the consumer price index. Calculations show that if this formula had been applied, the recent rent increase would not have been as high. However, many tenants' rights groups are concerned about this new formula and believe it ties rent too closely to the market to keep rents affordable and predictable. A petition, which currently has nearly 7,000 signatures, is circulating around Montreal in particular. It is asking the government to reject this updated formula and create a new one that is aimed at, quote, real rent control, unquote. Petition signatories want to see an absolute cap on annual rent increases and to see a requirement for landlords to contact the Housing Tribunal to justify any increases above the fixed rate. This petition will be presented at Quebec's National Assembly in September alongside the proposed formula update. One of the groups circulating this petition is the Côte de Neige Group, OEIL, an organization focused on educating and defending tenants' rights. Côte de Neige NDG has the highest concentration of renters in Montreal. The OEIL community organizer, Pierre Clairjean, says the borough would be hit hard if the proposed formula is adopted.
This is really going to increase the situation because at the moment we have a housing crisis and a lot of people in Côte d'Ivoire, they can't even afford the rent that they are paying, and these rules that they are trying to pass now are going to really affect the stress and going to be worse. So at the moment we are working hard on a petition, so we are making sure we get the most signature that we could have just to make sure this doesn't pass.
Clairjean says tying rent to the consumer price index could lead to ballooning rates in the future.
What's going to happen is like tenants, they're going to end up with rent increase that are higher than what they have this year. This year we all heard it, and some people, they have more than 7% of rent increase, and this new implementation is going to make what's going to happen. It's going to be more high for them, and they won't be able to afford it.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.